Blog Talk Radio.
Redemption.
Good evening, folks.
Bon nuit.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Well, the revolution is beginning. Not only is the president opening the southern border to all of Mexico, he's now opening it up to all of Cuba. But I didn't come here tonight to cast aspersions on a Persian. I am looking for a tune that I wanted to open this show with. In the meantime, our topic for the show tonight is Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin with Someone Else. Because if I try to do it, I'll get a broken nose. Because the world is not ready for peace, and the world is not ready for Jesus. And if he came tomorrow, we'd all be in trouble. Tonight, Savage is telling us how great he is again. Joe Walsh is reminding us, if you don't catch Joe Walsh on 970, you're missing a part of America that's almost dead and gone. But he remembers freedom. He's one of the few guys that remembers freedom. And he was reminding us today about season's greetings, happy holidays. And I told you what I think about that. When somebody says happy holidays to me, they're saying, up yours, Christian. And what's the other one? There's another greeting that they give that's also atheistic. So I've decided what I'm going to do is when somebody wishes me happy holidays, I'm going to wish them a happy atheist day. And let's see what happens. Maybe I'll get two broken noses. So Joe is reminding us he's married to a Jewish girl, and he's Irish Catholic, and they get along. A house of David and the house of Walsh, which is very good. A lot of Irish get along with Jewish people. As a matter of fact, my family's coat of arms. I'm from the O'Donnell clan. I'm from the O'Donnell clan, and of course Rosie and Larry are both have been they've been shunned. Yes, we kick them out of the clan. Our coat of arms has a big Catholic cross on it, right on the shield, and a hand is holding the cross, and underneath is our slogan. O'Donnell cult, the O'Donnell clan slogan. And it's taken from the Latin when Constantine the Emperor asked for God's help in defeating the pagans, the pagan Rome. And the Latin sign that he read in the sky was under a crucifix, and it said, In hoc signo vinces. So he immediately had it put on all his warriors' shields. And he won the battle, I think, of the Milvian Bridge, which made him the emperor. Small world. But anyway, so the coat of arms has a cross. It's got In hoc signo vinces at the bottom. And my uncle says, we ought to change that to In hoc always. And I was flashing back to a day when there were no credit cards. Do you know, I can remember a time when there were no credit cards. And if you try to talk somebody into a credit card, do you know what the answer was? If I can't afford it, why should I sign for it? They didn't believe. The old timers didn't believe in credit cards. You say, let's do away with credit cards. Every woman in the country will kill you. They'll bring the guillotine back. Yeah, it'll be Visa, MasterCard. Yeah, they'll have all of the logos on the guillotine. Anyway, back to the O'Donnell coat of arms. On the right-hand side, on the upper portion of the shield, is a heart. And there's an arrow in the heart. And that's to remind us that only a woman can pierce our hearts. And then on the other side, we have a picture of Rosie O'Donnell with a sword through her. No, I'm only kidding. We have a picture of a pig with a sword through her. And that's to remind us that we now keep kosher. Yes, we have merged with the house of David. And I got two short stories I'm going to tell you about my grandkids. My daughter is married to a Jewish guy. And her oldest son, when he went to preschool, went to a preschool. And at time came for the Christmas pageant, they selected him to play Joseph. And he had one line. And the one line was, "I am Joseph, the carpenter true. I take care of Jesus and Mary too." And of course, they were all dressed, you know. So we go for this. This is better than the Academy Awards, which are terrible anyway. But this is 10 times better. I mean, this is real showbiz here. This is basic showbiz. And I'm sitting there, and there's a grandpa sitting with his family behind me, and I'm sitting next to my son-in-law, who is from the house of David. So the guy behind me is reading the brochure that lists all the players in the pageant, and he goes, "Get a load of this. Joseph is being played by a kid named Goldstein." See, my son-in-law, man, he was turning 40 shades of green. And I turned around to the guy and I said, "Yeah, he's part of the original cast." And that took the icing. It took the ice right out of the drink. So then we have another situation. We have a granddaughter, and I'm worried about communist public school. They're now going to public school. So both her and her older brother are going to public school. So I ask Joseph from the pageant, who's now in public school, I says, "Did they recite the Pledge of Allegiance in your school?" Okay. And he goes, "Sure." I says, "Let me hear you say it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible." And he can't remember the rest. And the little girl goes, "And deliver us from evil, amen." I said, "That should be in the pledge." Okay. Well, having said that, I turned off Savage today because he was starting to attack the pledge. Was comparing it. He says he likes Cuban music better. And that was it for me. I couldn't listen anymore. So because he did that, I'm going to give Savage a Star Spangled Banner he never heard.
Can you see by the dawn?
Done by Kenny Rogers and I think Winona Judd, and it's called Mary Did You Know. It's very touching and it's very Christian. Well, speaking of Christians, a Texas plumber's old truck resurfaces in Syria mounted with terrorist guns. And they got a picture of the gun mounted in the truck and a driver, you know, a jihad driver. This guy sold his truck 3 years ago, and it ended up in Syria. But he should have taken off the lettering before he sold it. You never sell a truck with the lettering on it. And now he's receiving death threats. After it says Mark 1 Plumbing on it. After a photo emerged, speaking of things getting out of hand, what do you think about Sony Pictures? Huh? What do you think about that? That the emperor of North Korea, Genghis Nuke, has put a North Korean fatwa out on Sony Pictures. And Sony has pulled a $300 million profit out of the revenue game. Is that sad or what? Now anybody can threaten us. And what else does it tell you? We're more vulnerable today than we ever were. We're more vulnerable now than we were in 9-1-1. And Obama is getting rid of his Secret Service because he doesn't trust them. Everything this guy touches turns to mud. That's French. Get your translation book. Or it's also the same as Fakawi. You know Fakawi, when Obama went to the Indian reservation, gave a big speech, told them all the things he was going to do, and they chanted, they did the Indian chant, Fakawi, Fakawi. And as he was leaving, getting in his limousine, the chief says, be careful, don't step in the Fakawi. Yeah, he's doing it all, man. If this guy had come to the stage when George Soros first elected him and said, I hate this country, I'm going to do everything in my power to destroy it, we would have voted for him anyway. And I got to tell you something, we're all goobers, and Gruber, the Obamacare specialist, is right. We are stupid. We are extra stupid. What's that saying in the Southerners use? You can't fix stupid. Yeah, we are all goobers. We are all goobers. We are buying so many lies, we don't know the difference. They should have lies in categories, a class A lie, a class B lie. And I told you what about senators and congressmen. If they're going to lie, we should give them a serum that when they get up to talk and make a speech, if they're lying, they can't speak. They break into a Broadway show tune. Yeah. Here's Chuck Schumer singing "The Wind Comes Right Behind the Rain" from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So this Texas plumber is getting death threats. Photo emerged of Islamic extremists. Is there any other kind? Oh, there's good. Oh, yeah, you're right. I know one. I know one. Oh, I'm wrong. He turned out to be a Christian Indian.
Yeah.
And he saved my neck in Kuwait. Yes. And I owe him a debt. I owe him a debt. And maybe one day, if God has his way, I'll be able to repay it. But I don't forget those who help us, and I don't forget those who hurt us. My slogan is, we forget nothing. 911, we forget nothing, and we haven't gotten payback for that yet. We haven't got payback for Jimmy Carter's Iran. There's another great president. Huh? You know what? Why don't we just go to the Bowery and give a guy a shave and a haircut? Put him up there. He can't do any worse than what we got running the country. It is sad. Jeff Flake from Arizona, a Republican, joins with Obama to open up Fidel Castro to save him just as he's going broke. Fidel's not going broke. Fidel is worth a minimum of $670 million, and that doesn't count the drug money, which Savage says Fidel doesn't do drugs. Unbelievable. He's the only one in the world. Yeah, it is sad, man. It is sad. And the Cuban people don't do drugs because they can't afford them. As a matter of fact, they had a museum opening showing still life paintings on the walls, you know, by Van Gogh, a bucket of fruit. And when they came in at 3 o'clock, somebody had eaten all the paintings. They're in trouble. And you know who got screwed the most? Who got screwed the most? The guys the Kennedy screwed. Yeah, remember John, JFK, our hero? Yes. He did some good things, but he also did some bad things. And one of the things he did is he screwed up the invasion of Cuba. He got cold feet, Cubans, to die on the beaches. Used to be called the Bay of Pigs. Now it's called the Bay of Kennedys. And I got to tell you that Democrats get you into war and they leave you to die on the battlefield. From Corregidor to Benghazi. Only the Democrats leave you to die. So, look what they did to George Patton. They wouldn't give him gas. They wouldn't give him gas and ammunition because he was moving too fast. They were afraid he was going to go after the Russians next. Now the Russians are getting ready to go after us, and they'll be in Cuba. They'll have the missile launch facility and rides. Yeah. Wait till you see how we get screwed on this one, man. Everybody thinks, oh, we're all going to be getting $20 rooms in the hotels in Havana. We're going to be making a killing on these communists, those poor working communists. I heard a guy tonight say, yeah, the poor people are going to get paid in Cuban pesos, and the government is going to get paid in dollars. You know, Saddam Hussein pulled a trick just before the end of the Gulf War. He told, the United States had just come out with a new $100 bill. He told the Iraqi people that their old $100 bills were not going to be worth anything, and they better hurry up and go to his bank and replace them with Iraqi dinars. And they all ran to the bank, and he gave them his money, and he took their money. Yeah, isn't that how clever these people are? And you know, when he went into Kuwait, that all of a sudden the Kuwaitis had to scrap their money. Their money was no good. They were called old Kuwaiti dinars. And they had to, because Saddam took all the money in the bank, he took the printers, he had everything. And so what they had to do was they had to print new Kuwaiti money. And it was called NKD. And guys were going around and they were buying up all the old KD. And they had rooms full of the old Kuwaiti dinars, some of these guys, some of these Kuwaitis. And they just waited for the government to say, okay, we got to replace the old Kuwaiti dinars with the new Kuwaiti dinars. How much do you have? And guy says, I got 80 million. Oh yeah, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a cab driver. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So they had insurance companies going through Kuwait, and a guy would open up an empty garage and say the Iraqis took everything. They didn't take anything. Yeah. How much you think was there? Oh, about 600,000 KD. Yeah, which is worth more than the American dollar. I think at the time it was like 2.80. But, oh yeah, okay. And all he had was an empty garage to begin with. Yeah. And I think we went there and we worked for nothing. Yeah. I know George Bush Sr. went there with one plane, he flew home with two. So he must have got some, he must have bought some specials at the souk, at the market. So, an extremist group called Ansar al-Din Front posted the photo of its fighters on an F-250 Ford. Ford will be doing the next commercial. Hey, these are great in the desert. Just ask Ansar al-Islam. Yeah. That prompted a flood of calls to Mark, poor German guy, man, Oberholzer, who owns Mark One Plumbing in Texas City and has nothing to do with Syria's bloody war. How it ended up in Syria, I'll never know, Oberholzer said. You want to hear what the people said? It'll be funny. I'm sure it'll be funny. Let me just see what he said. Let me finish up what he said. He traded the truck over 3 years ago. The Houston dealership he turned it over to was AutoNation. You know who owns or used to own AutoNation? Wayne Huizenga, who used to own a big football team. Yes. Unbelievable. I wonder what party he donates to. Yeah. Whatever he donates, he cancels your vote. You'll never get to your congressman if he's getting money from a special interest group. No. Hey, they're taking my house away. They said there was a stream running through the front out and by the street, and I'm in a protected species zone, the North American cockroach. We are the goobers, man. Goober is right. Gruber is right. We are stupid. We are the goobers. They got us fighting over Mickey Mouse sea crap. They got us fighting over political correctness. And here they are. We're up on the surface of the water, and these guys are 600 fathoms deep, and they are doing us in. Take a look over there. Look. Don't look over. Don't look. We're up in Canada. Don't look. We're making a deal with the Cuba. Don't look. Don't look. And don't tell Menendez. Menendez, the Democrat. Don't tell him. He's a Latino. He'll blow the whistle. Yeah. Unbelievable. We're in trouble, man. Oh, you know what? I often say, how do you know you're not brainwashed? You know how many freedoms you've lost? You have no idea. You have no idea. Sometimes you don't find out till you're in the courtroom, and then everybody plays. You're the only guy that doesn't know why you're here. Oh no, you didn't you realize you didn't read Section 23 of the Special Hardware Act? That you were carrying two roofing nails in your pocket, you're going to get 50 years in prison. Yeah, along with your little daughter. Yeah, 'cause there's a clause that relatives are involved. So he was surprised the auto dealership sold the truck with the company's name still on the door. Yeah, that's unbelievable. Now follow that truck sale. That he knows who he sold it to. They know who they sold it to. Let's go. Let's find out. It probably goes to a care mosque down there in Houston. Yeah. Yeah, you know those mosques. Have you ever gone by some of the minarets and these mosques and taken a close look? Do you know that they have exhaust ports on them? Do you ever see the fuel tank? Yeah, we're in trouble. Oh, so Sony got in trouble. Sony took on the wrong people. They took on North Korea, who now threatens to nuke all the movie theaters. You ain't getting anybody in the movie theaters. Ain't nobody gonna see that movie. Yeah. So Sony decided they're gonna replace it with a movie about a sinful drunken Arab. Yeah, it's I think the name of it is gonna be Mohammed Does Dallas. It's a porno film starring Democrats. Yeah, Bill PLO Dancer Moore is in it. He plays a woman. John the Monkey Stewart, he plays a roommate of Anthony Weiner in college, in communist college. And another woman that's in it is Claudette Colbert from Colbert Nation. Yeah. You think that'll go over big? Anybody gonna go to that movie? Popcorn, soda. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're a nation on the run. Yeah, we're on the run. We're on the one road. That's an Irish tune. I'll play it for you later. Okay, so now I want to get serious. I want to pay a tribute to Jesus and his mother. Because today is the 18th, and in 1 week's time, Jesus is going to be born in a manger all over the country. And as a matter of fact, I think that everybody should go out on Christmas Eve, find your closest ACLU office, and paint a big golden cross on the door. Yeah, or put up a mezuzah. Yeah, that'll fix them. Then the angel of death will pass over them. We can say we did it for their protection. Okay, so now let me get serious. This is a beautiful song, and it's called Mary, Did You Know? Thank you. Okay, I suffer from one problem. When I read a document, I skip all the important words. And the words that I should have read were, this is music only. There are no lyrics to this tune that you're downloading. So I got to go back and do it over. So I'll do it tomorrow night. It's very beautiful. So our topic tonight was let there be peace on earth and let it begin with someone else. Tonight, Savage is telling us how great he is again. Joe Walsh is reminding us that Halloween is All Hallows' Eve, the day before All Saints' Day. And nobody says happy holidays. Valentine's Day is really Saint Valentine's Day. He was a 3rd century a bishop put in prison and cured the jailer's daughter of blindness. Thus the beginning of cards and flowers. Santa Claus, a.k.a. Old Saint Nick, was a bishop in Myra, Turkey, attended the Council of Nicaea, gave up his inherited wealth to help his people in the wet drying stockings by the fire of 3 daughters of a poor man who had no dowry money. And if there was no dowry money, you couldn't get married. Isn't that something? Today they just show up with their attorneys and they go to the Elvis Presley Chapel of Love. Yeah. Unbelievable. You take the oath, you got to take it before God because it's a sacred oath. If you don't do that, somebody's getting shortchanged. You got to stand before the Almighty and say, thank you for this beautiful woman that you gave me. And I will be with her until we die. Now they stand before a judge who's an atheist. And they say, could we see what her assets look like and his assets here so we can sign the prenup? Prenup. Prenup. What a joke, man. You want touchy-feely? Read O. Henry's A Gift of the Magi. You want to talk about divorce settlements? Read O. Henry's Gift of the Magi. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy Atheist Day. Somebody gives you season's greetings, you got to get them to define it. Which season? Year season, child season, mating season? If it's mating season, we could talk. And if they give you happy holidays, just give it right back to them. Happy Atheist Day. Happy Atheist Day. And we'll put an end to that. Imagine stores like Macy's. Macy's was built on Catholic money. Macy's New York. Every Catholic shopped at Macy's. And now, you can't get a Merry Christmas. The most you can get is a balloon. Believe in the balloon. And they got a big red star, so in case the Russians take over, they can go instant gummy store. Sorry, man. And I have a wife and 3 daughters. And when the Macy's brochures come in, I get to the mail first. Yeah, that's it. And they say, this one's for Jesus in the garbage. This one's for Jesus in the garbage. Yeah. This is because of Jesus. Jesus doesn't want us shopping at Macy's. They would kill me if they knew that. They would kill me. Okay. So what are we going to talk about? Powerful abortion group lashes out at the CLI. What time is it? It's 8:34. The chop shops are closed throughout the country. Well, in another 30 minutes, by 9 o'clock, they'll be finished killing them in California. 4,700 today they killed. 4,700. Planned slaughterhood kills 3,000. They killed 1,200 white babies, 1,100 black babies, 1,100 black babies. And what's the percentage of blacks in the country? 16%? 25% in New York? Oh, by the way, New York is the abortion capital of the country. We beat Texas. And we beat Hitler in 5 years. Yeah, we're good. We're good. It's a woman's right to choose. Yeah. Why don't you ask them to give you the fetus in a doggy bag. Yeah. So, it is the Guttermacher Instant Parenthood's former research arm feeling threatened by SBA list a research arm, the Charlotte Lozier Institute, which is CLI. It looks like it. They published a report lashing out. You got to be careful when you're dealing with those pro-slaughterhood people. They'll cut your head off and won't bat an eye. Yeah. I like the women that run up to you and get in your face and go, "It's my body. It's my body and I can kill its kid." I said, "Listen, let me ask you a question. Do you own a hotel?" "No, I don't own a hotel." "Okay, good, because I like to sleep like a baby." Yeah, tell me which one, because I like to sleep like a baby. You know what I do when they go on the rampage? The Democrat Party, they'll do anything for votes. "We need the woman's vote." "Okay, get all the ones that are killing kids. We'll tell them we're pro-choice." "We're pro-choice all the way. It's a woman's right to choose." "What's your name?" "Chuck Schumer." "Are you going to the clinic tonight?" "Why?" "Well, you're scheduled to have your ovaries removed." "Oh, no, not me. I wouldn't go for that. I wouldn't let anybody touch my body. If I had to have an abortion, I'd have no sex." "Yeah. And neither would the rest of them. I'd pass a law." "Yeah. We're in trouble. I'm looking for a tune that'll really rock your world. Let me see which one I find first." Here it is. Okay, this all goes out to everybody that's pro-choice. I support you. I don't condemn you for what you're doing. I do not. I'm just saying you've been fooled. You've been misled. You've been tricked. And it's really sad that the guy who got you there is completely off the hook. And he won't even give you cab fare to the clinic. What you got to do is you got to find the right guy who's accountable, who will stand up for you and the mistake that you made, that you both made.
Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby, what a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy. You're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what it's doing to you. Having my baby. You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you. The need inside you, you're having
got to be very careful when the Democrats have you looking in one direction. You better look at what you're doing, what you're not noticing, what they're up to that they're covering up. Always remember, never look at where they're pointing. U.S. Army lieutenant, this is not even in the news, sentenced to 20 years, charged with murder for protecting his men from Taliban. Young guy. And I wanted to read it in the Army Times, but it won't come up because I don't trust the Army Times. I believe that even our own troops are being brainwashed by the press in their own periodicals that they read. Clint Lawrence is a loving, caring, hardworking, determined, a friendly, positive person who has dedicated his life to the Army. He was an enlisted soldier who was the first in his family to graduate college, which he did while serving in the Army before becoming an officer. Clint is from Oklahoma and spent time in Texas, where his family lives now. That's one strike against him. He's from Texas. The communists hate people from Texas, unless they're the ones they send down there to take it apart. Clint is from Oklahoma and spent time in Texas. Oklahoma, they hate even more. I think one of the guys that just got a commuted sentence is from Oklahoma, but he's living there now on a ranch. He's hiding from he's hiding, so they don't want him to talk to the press. That's why they commuted his sentence. And you know what happened when he walked out of Fort Leavenworth after doing 5 years? And the only ones that stood up for him, I think, were a couple of law centers. St. Thomas Law comes to mind. And his parents. And I'm sure they had to sell their house to fight his injustice. The first words he had out of his mouth, his name was Lieutenant. And the first words out of his mouth when he got the mics stuck in his face coming out the door. I've got two buddies in there that are on suicide watch. Please help them. How's that? Okay. First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for murder because of an unfortunate incident while Clint was deployed to a volatile area of Afghanistan. What area is not volatile? July 2012. Panzai in Kandahar province. Only 96 hours after he took charge of his platoon, who had already been in the area for 7 months, Clint gave a difficult order under pressure in order to stay true to the only promise he made to his men, that he would not lose one of them. That was a bold promise since the platoon had suffered 4 casualties already, including the previous platoon leader who Clint was brought in to replace. If you ever notice on these trials, nobody above the rank of a lieutenant goes to jail. Remember Abu Ghraib? There was a woman general in charge of Abu Ghraib. She did 23 skidoo. They put 2 privates in jail. And a couple of other people. The woman general got off the hook. They transferred her right out of the area. Covered up for her. Did you know this chokehold that didn't kill the guy? It was a heart attack that killed the guy. I think his name is Gardner. Did you know that the precinct commander was responding to merchants? And I'm sure some of the merchants were African-American who were complaining about him interfering with their ability to sell cigarettes legally. Did you know that? Did you know that the precinct commander that the merchants called to do something was black? Do you know that he gave the assignment to a black woman sergeant? Did you see her in any of the videos? She was there. How come she was edited out? She was in charge of the detail. You don't know that because you buy communist propaganda. You're watching all of the communist news works. ABC, always be communist. NBC, nothing but communist. CNN, the communist news network. ABC, I said ABC already. Yep. They got a C in it. It stands for communist. Okay, so they had suffered four casualties, including the previous platoon leader, who Clint was now, the new platoon leader. Three Afghans came speeding towards Clint's platoon and their Afghan National Army counterparts on a known enemy route where they had been attacked just days before. Clint gave the order, responding to his soldiers' verbal warning to his men to engage the threat, and two of the men on the motorcycle were killed and a third escaped. American service members volunteer to put themselves in harm's way, sometimes for multiple deployments, when an accidental civilian death occurs as a result of the asymmetric nature of modern warfare. The U.S. government looks to hold someone accountable as long as it's not General Dempsey, who should be held accountable for lying about Benghazi. There must be something done to prevent, and along with Leon Pinheta, who is a favorite son of the Institute for Policy Studies, which you must Google and see how many communists are in the Institute for Policy Studies. Google Institute for Policy Studies and the word communist to see what comes back. 9-1-1 showed us what happens to our country when we don't go on the offense. We can't have that strong military. Strong military, you got to be kidding. They replaced all the warriors. General McChrystal was in charge of all of Afghanistan. And what did they get him on? Bite me? He dissed the president, a president who dissed his country every day. On his first trip out of the country, on his first inauguration, he went to Germany and he apologized to the Germans for World War II. You got to be kidding me. Goes on a safari to Africa, takes an entire aircraft carrier task force with him. You got to be kidding me. The president who pretends to like the country that he's not from. But I got to tell you something. He didn't do all this damage. All he's doing is signing executive orders. All of the preparation for these orders goes back a long time. Some of these orders go back to 1945, when the Communist Party in 1962 said they were going to infiltrate one or both of the two political parties in the United States. Now there's only one political party. The rhinos are in with the Democrats. All you got left is the Communist Party and the Tea Party. And the Tea Party is a minority. And they've already been smeared by the Labor Boys. The U.S. is a laughingstock to many countries in the war zone. When Taliban shoot at U.S. troops, the U.S. troops in many situations will not shoot back for fear of getting in trouble. They're doing it to the cops, too. You lost your country. Your country has gone communist. You don't believe me? Go to Harvard. Ask them how come they didn't take their tests. Ask the students why they didn't take their finals, their midterms. You know what they'll tell you? They were out demonstrating against the country. And now they want every black that goes to school to get at least a C to make up for police brutality. How's that? And wasn't Harvard founded to be a theological seminary for Protestants? I know Nathan Hale went to Yale, and he went there to become a theologian. And the revolutionary said, better to serve your country. And Nathan said, you're right. And I regret that I have but one life to give for it. You find me a Nathan Hale today in this country. They're here, but they're being persecuted. The guy that shot Bin Laden, 16 years in the military, he's not getting anything because he didn't do the full 20. So this guy is getting 20 years in jail. I'll give you three names. Well, Behenna, he's out, okay? But he's got two buddies that are still in Leavenworth. There's a black sergeant. His name, I believe, is Mitchell. I got their cards in my desk. I'm going to have to clean out my desk. And one night I'll do a tribute to them. He's got two daughters, two beautiful daughters. He's rotting away in Leavenworth. He got 15 years in prison. You know what the charges are? These phony communist charges? Premeditated murder. The saddest one is a guy named Evan Baylor. Evan Baylor, I think he has one kid, maybe two. His home was Alaska. Now, you know that this lieutenant, who I think is 20 years old, he's getting 20 years, but he's a young lieutenant. Maybe his wife gets no benefits. He's lost all his benefits. Okay? If his wife's got kids, she's poorer than a church mouse. And chances are, like the two border guards, Campion and Ramos, who were sold out by George Bush, okay, to keep the borders open, their wives had to sell their houses and put up the money for legal defense, and I'm sure they still owe money for legal defense. Okay? There's two border guards that were betrayed. Cops are being betrayed, border guards are being betrayed, the U.S. military is being betrayed, especially the chaplains. Okay, so Evan Baylor was part of a three-man sniper team staked out on a village watching for Al-Qaeda. A villager got too close to their concealed sanctuary, observation post, and the lieutenant jumped him and ordered Baylor to shoot him in the head. Baylor shot him in the head, and all three were charged with premeditated murder. The Iraqi government wanted to try Baylor in an Iraqi court. Goes to show you. Mark Rubio says Obama is a lousy negotiator. Okay? He's not the only lousy negotiator. The two guys that were with Baylor went and stood trial, I think, in Fort Bragg. They were both exonerated, declared innocent, and allowed to return to their duties. Baylor was convicted in Iraq by six officers, American officers, not one had combat experience. And he gave Baylor 15 years. So he's in Fort Leavenworth doing 15 years. And now this guy is going to do 20 years. You know how many hits are done by guys on motorcycles in the Hindu Kush? I guarantee you, if you examine the people that sat on his trial, you'll find that most of them don't have combat experience. And that's not what we're supposed to be about. And you know what that's going to do? It's going to do the same thing it's doing to New York cops. New York cops aren't going to get involved in black communities. You can scream holy murder, and they're not listening. They may go through the motions, but they're not listening. They want to keep their pension, and they want to keep their job. And they're not sticking their neck out for nobody. They'll just film it. And the community did it to themselves. And the military, you better pray that one day they don't get fed up and walk off the job. And the French army goes on strike. You never can tell, you know. We're in trouble. Okay, now having said that, I lost my place. I'm going to cut it short. It's an 8-minute tune. Oh, here's one my grandson likes. I'll play you this one. I'm looking at a picture sent to me by your Catholic Voice Foundation. The bitter cold could prove as deadly as the terrorists. And they got a picture of a boy, and he's sitting outside a tent on a pile of rocks. He's got a rug underneath him. He's got a blanket over his head. He's got a winter jacket on. And the caption says, "Mommy, it's so cold." Do you remember when we liberated Iraq? We chased Saddam out of Kuwait, and we declared a no-fly zone over Iraq, but we allowed Saddam to keep his helicopters, and he went up to kill the Kurds. He killed 5,000 with gas, the weapon of mass destruction that the Democrats said wasn't there. And he, using his uncle, Chemical Ali, remember? The uncle, he got hanged. Chemical Ali. They should have given him the gas chamber. Yeah. Oh, we didn't do enough. Okay, put him back in the racket. Now, here's what the topic is. Since the UN cut all aid, private help. Oh, I started to tell you about Halabja. Do you remember that we grounded Saddam's Air Force, but we allowed helicopters to deliver weapons of mass destruction on the Kurds up in Halabja, and they were also up on a mountain freezing to death, and we did nothing for them. We protested. You know, you ever hear the old Democrat cover-up lie when they get caught stealing, or when they get caught double-crossing the nation, when they get caught trying to communize the nation? I'm shocked and appalled. Hillary, they just caught your brother with $450,000 in cash in a laundry bag. It's from the Vignali drug family. I'm shocked and appalled. He was heading to your house. Oh, well, listen, I ordered Girl Scout cookies. I don't know anything about that bag of money. And why would they give it to me? I'm only a lawyer. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lawyer who trusts everybody, right? Yeah. Dear reader, mommy, it's so cold. Please give generously. Complains a child in a refugee camp covered with only a thin blanket, and they got a little sorry a tent, and it's covered with snow. Displaced Christians survived the Islamic State. Now they face a new, more terrible threat. A freezing winter protected only by a thin canvas of a shelter tent. Hundreds of thousands of people were forced out of their homes because they were Christians, now herded into refugee camps. They fight bitter cold in the mountains of northern Iraq. And here's a mother, she's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids. The oldest one looks like a teenager, the youngest one looks about 2 years old, standing outside a little tent. Your support will help provide for fellow Christians. A blanket, a coat, some food or medicine can make a world of a difference. Help now. Let's see what we got to do to help. You're looking for donations. $5. And you got to go on their website. And see if it tells me, give you the website. Yeah, just look for Your Catholic Voice Foundation. Your Catholic Voice Foundation. And they should, you'll probably catch, this will pop right up at you. Your gift will make a difference. And a lot of people got $5 for Christmas. Instead of the dollar they're putting in at the collection at the local Catholic church, which must drive the pastor nuts. I spoke to a guy when I was a kid. He was a grown-up collecting money in the Catholic church when they were full. And he said they used to have to iron the single dollar bills because people would crumple them up and throw them in so as you couldn't see the denomination. Terrible, man. But that's all going to change. As soon as I win El Gordo, I've always it's always been my dream to win a big lottery, and then when the press comes over and says, "Well, you won $2 billion in the biggest lottery in the world. What are you going to do with all that money?" I'm going to say, "I'm keeping 20 bucks. I'm giving all the rest to the Catholic Church." And listen to the gunshots, people committing suicide. Unbelievable. You want to hear about Hillary's worst nightmare? Yeah, the poor guys from Benghazi have a recording of her hanging up the phone. Yeah. She's not left-wing anymore. She can't be as left as the other guys. And I got to tell you, Ron Paul, I lost my vote. Ron Paul, on international matters, he's going to get us in a lot of trouble. I can't count on him. Nice guy, says the right things, but I think when push comes to shove, he's going to get shoved. So, Utah is demanding that the feds surrender land by December the 31st. Utah demands feds surrender lands by the 31st. They've had these lands, they've been sitting on them. 75,000 Syrians are coming here, by the way. Get ready for them. Yeah, Obama's bringing in, he's the real Statue of Liberty. Give us your terrorists, give us your illegals, and we will give them succor. And we'll pay for it through the tax sucker. Yeah. So, with the federal government engaged in a de facto unconstitutional occupation of two-thirds of Utah's territory, citizens of the state and their elected representatives had just about had enough. On December the 31st, the state of Utah is formally demanding that Washington, D.C. relinquish control over more than 30 million acres of valuable land currently controlled by various federal bureaucracies. Or they'll stop this right away. They'll put a Democrat out there on the land and say he's an endangered species. Yeah. Yeah. Crapping Butnick. Well, apparatchiks for an all-powerful U.S. government. We got to bust them out, buddy. He's busting us out. We got to bust him out. And I got to tell you something. You can't use PC words like liberal, progressive, and socialist. You got to go right to the nitty-gritty. You got to call them communists. They are communists. They think communists. And don't think a communist is a peasant in Russia, 1917. With not a potato or a glass of water. These are Grey Poupon communists. Guys like Kerry, whose largest campaign contributor was Bain Capital, Romney. Yeah, you have no idea what's going on. That's why we are all goobers. Gruber, the guy that said the American people are stupid, was not lying. He was telling the truth. And what did the press do? How did they play us? They said, "Gruber says we're stupid. What are you going to do about it?" Yeah. And they all attacked Gruber. But never attack the instigator. Never attack the creator of chaos. So we all went after Gruber. But Gruber didn't lie. Gruber told the truth, and he made $4 million. Oh, I didn't make it all. I gave some of it back to the party. I'm a big donator. Oh, yeah. So my tax money goes to the government. The government gives it to Gruber. Gruber gives it back to the government. That's how it works. I'm working three jobs. I can't go vote. Don't worry about it. GE is voting for you. And we know every union member how he votes because we've made them give us report cards. Yeah. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom's in a storybook. It's another fairy tale. The escalating battle now brewing between the feds and Utah formally got underway when Republican Governor Gary Herbert, riding a wave of public outrage over federal abuses and land grabs, signed the Popular Transfer of Public Lands Act. So we'll see. What is it? The state's going to seize the land, and Obama's going to send in troops. He'll probably pull them out of Afghanistan. Yeah, you'll see. One day they'll announce in the underlying news. Oh, by the way, there's three guys left in Afghanistan. They're guarding the embassy. Oh, and but don't worry, we left three body bags. We're out of Afghanistan. Obama got us out. He got us into Cuba. It's a wonder he isn't getting us into China. Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Maybe you would like it to be in China. No, you don't want China. You want Korea. Closing it out. Tribute to Latinos. I was going to read the replies to the Utahs wants its land back. And here's one by a guy named Ray. This is just one state in the West that needs to take back their lands. The feds have been reaping virtually all assets generated from every land use program. There is not one of these states that couldn't use the money generated but could manage it far better. Just think about the amount of revenue that could be generated from oil and gas. Oh, baby, drill all the oil. Drill it oil. Drill, get that price down to $10 a barrel. We're on a roll. Don't stop, and don't let the communists stop us. Get that oil down. 1998, in November, it was $10 a barrel. OPEC had a meeting in Abu Dhabi to get the price back up. They would have cut a deal for $30. Let's get it down. Let's get it down. And I saw a sad one. Al Jazeera, which is owned by the Al Thani family of Qatar. That's when you open up the telephone book, that's their picture that's on the front cover. They're doing an expose about a minister of energy from Egypt who was selling, natural gas to the Israelis. And he was charging the Israelis $1 a unit, at the same time charging the Japanese $12 a unit. And he was in, I think he was in front, no, he was in Spain. He's in Spain, on the lamb. Arabs like lamb, on the lamb. And he's worth, I think, $3 billion. Not bad, huh? Not bad for a guy who was making $60 a week. Yeah, I like that job. But it's sad. It is really sad. That's gonna be a big scandal. Go Utah, tell the feds to go to hell. Guy named Jim. Lady named Linda says they need to be filing lawsuits against the abomination and his administration. And this is a good point, and stopping the election of any more progressives, be they Democrat or Republican. Randall says the government and the land belongs to the people. The government serves the people. This is the basis of our country's beginning. Who should benefit from the land? My friends, you want a clean government? Let's face it, there isn't a government in the world that's not corrupt. You look at Africa, it's sickening. You look at the Middle East, you look at South America, twice as sickening. Look at Mexico, totally sickening. And now Cuba. Imagine Cuba. Fidel Castro told those people the revolution was going to make everybody equal. He's worth at least $670 million. He owns all the rum. He owns all the sugar. He owns all the cigars. And here the jerks in America can't wait to buy a Cuban cigar and pay in dollars. And Fidel takes the cigar money, which is his, and he's going to give Cuban pesos to the people that cut the harvest. I like when he pulls all of the college kids out of the colleges to go cut the sugarcane for the people. He's the people. We the people is Fidel Castro and his brother. He shares a little with his brother. I hear he's minimum, he's worth $670 million, and that's before the dope money gets counted. And the biggest dope user in the world is America. We have more junkies. And we subsidize our junkies. And who pays for it? That guy that's working three jobs that just threw his two kids to the wife, who she's coming off of her three jobs. The BLM is a useless government entity. Close that, close the EPA. They have done more to hurt the economy of this country than anybody else. They should be eliminated with the stroke of a pen. And when we take over the Senate in January, all lands should be state lands, and the states should be permitted to do whatever they want with them, as long as the states don't permit criminal enterprises or drug dealers to abuse the God-given lands. Wait till you see the nightmare in Colorado. Right now, everybody's lining their pockets. Everybody's happy. But there are people that are clocking the action that are going to show up there, and they're going to take over. They're going to take over that state. So what did I do here? I hit the wrong button. The BLM, I said that already. Okay. I think this will cause a chain reaction with other Western states, and rightfully so. I will help promote this effort any way I can. I got to tell you about American Indians that I feel. I've been taking care of American Indians, not a big contributor, I got a few bucks, I send a few bucks. But St. Joseph's Indian School, Lakota Sioux, I fell in love with them years ago when I was a young man. I'm from New York, right? What do I know about Indians? I had a business, and we used to give out bottles to all our customers at Christmas time. And one year we didn't do too good. So I did what the big corporations do. They do a donation in the name of their customers to a charity, like the cancer charity. Salvation Army is one of the greatest charities to give to. The Salvation Army gave GIs on World War II coffee and donuts free. The Red Cross charged them for it. The head of the Red Cross makes 850 grand a year. The head of the Salvation Army, a woman, makes 24 grand a year. So fill those kettles up. Those people will always be here with you. and they won't be charging you. So I donated to St. Joseph's Indian School, and I sent all my customers Christmas cards saying that we did it in your name. And I had a guy call me up and call me an Indian lover. How's that? You know? Blacks think they're discriminated against. I was called an N lover. And now I'm even called an Indian lover. What's next? It's unbelievable. A Martian. I'm gonna be the first guy to be accused of being a Martian lover. You know those Martians, you know what they are like. You know? Who's the how can you tell the groom at a Martian wedding? He's the guy with the clean bowling shirt on. Yeah. There's a lot of jokes about ethnic groups. So if you really want to stay politically correct, blame it all on the Martians. Everybody hates the Martians. The only good Martian is a dead Martian. You catch a Martian stealing, you know there's a Martian in the woodpile somewhere. Yeah. And all the Martians are drunks. They're all in the Martian mafia. Land grab, all a part of UN Agenda 21 that no one recognized since this was initially introduced by Clinton in 1995. Same thing happened to Ranch Bundy. The United Nations is a tool of the Islamic Leninists. As a Utah citizen and chief executive officer of, and the State Department is a mini UN. That's another one. They're purging the Secret Service. Now, this is the first president that's had a problem with the Secret Service. Oh, it's been covered up for years. Only Obama discovered it. How did he discover it? They were only doing what he was doing. Well, they're not supposed to be. He was off duty. Oh, you mean like in Benghazi? Yeah. You know, I have this recurring nightmare that terrorists hit the White House and the Secret Service uses Obama for a body shield because they don't want to get holes in their $80 suit. Yeah. Okay. I think this will cause a chain reaction. We read that one. As a Utah citizen and chief executive officer of Constitutional Concepts Foundation, I have been voicing my approval of this action. I even suggested how to get it done if the federal government doesn't comply. They're not going to comply. This president, kudos to Greta Van Susteren. She had a question that Obama went to a lot of trouble, made a lot of visits up in Canada to get one American released that was in prison for 5 years. But he didn't spend 5 minutes on getting Tamarisi, Sergeant Tamarisi, released by the Mexican drug lords, including their president. And that's the problem with Mexico. The entire government is narco-terrorist. Oh, no, we killed a guy and he was standing up for freedom. We got him. He was our martyr. And we might have to get another one if the press comes nosying around. When the legislators told me the feds would sue Utah, I told them that the federal constitution requires that any land other than the area for Washington, D.C., and forts, dockyards, arsenals, and needful buildings has to be approved by the state legislature. And the feds have to purchase the land from the state. Government's too big. Reduce it by 80%. You will be happy. Your bank will be happy to see the size of your account, and they'll be kissing your ass as you come in the door instead of giving mortgages out to people that will never pay them, and you got stuck with the tab, and they reduced the value of your house by 50% in order to cover their losses. And that's what that great swindle was all about. Jesse Jackson brought people in for loans at banks that didn't have a penny. And he threatened them with demonstrations like the mayor of New York is now sponsoring. We have a communist mayor. We have the highest abortion rate in the country. Nobody knows that. Nobody in New York City. Unbelievable. Yeah. And they're talking about two cops killing two black guys. One was self-defense, and the other one was a tragic accident, and he died an hour later at the hospital of cardiac arrest. And if you think you can do the job better, go take the test. And if you're white, you'll have to wait 3 years. We know of a situation where a guy scored a perfect score on the physical and a very high score on the written. And when he filled out the form, he checked the box for race. And he put down black. And he was a white guy. And he showed up when they called him. 3 days after he took the test, they called him. And the guy said to him, "You're not black. Why did you check black on this box?" And he said, "Why, does it matter?" And the guy says, "Go home. We'll call you when we're ready." You know when they called him? 3 years later. I don't think this will happen. It sounds good, but like everything else, the government will stop it. No, it's time to stop the government. When are you gonna wait until they come to the door and take you away and tell you you're not a fit father and they're going to put your children in a government home? The founding fathers knew we had the right to be armed for a very good reason. It was prophetic. In the future, they knew some freaking idiots would try to bring in communism. My friends, the sooner we recognize we're under siege by the communists, Google the 45 goals of the Communist Party read into the congressional record in 1962. And it's in my book, The Spirit of American Party, in the epilogue. The 45 goals. You will be sick to learn they've reached every one. Reached every one. This is something every state should do to land that belongs to the states. And you see our rotten governor, this guy who thinks he's going to be president, and he could be because the communists are very strong, Cuomo, he has just banned a fracking in New York State. And I was surprised to learn in reading blogs, and you can confirm this, don't take my word for anything, Google everything. That Mitch McConnell, who voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11, he was one of eight rhinos who voted to burn the flag, along with 40 demo commos. So you can, when push comes to shove, Mitch McConnell, he shoves with the communists. Somebody said he voted against the coal industry in his state. How can you do that and get away with it? What's wrong with you people in Kentucky that you're not protecting your heritage? Coal mining is Kentucky's heritage. Many a man died so that people could stay warm with the only fuel, with a major fuel, houses warm. You know, it wasn't too long ago. I grew up with coal chutes in the apartment houses. And the Con Edison plant that was generating electricity was unloading coal from barges down on the Harlem River at around 200th Street. I used to keep my boat behind the Con Edison plant. Yeah. Unbelievable. 18-footer. Aztec Sunbird. We used to water ski on the Hudson River. But we had to be out of the river by 3 o'clock because that's when they opened the sewer lines. And the white eels would come to bite you. People would water skiing on the Hudson River, they used to cringe. And you go into the water, you can't see. You're in the water, you're floating in the water. You can see your waist, but you can't see below your waist. The brown water. But You know how many kids all swam in the Hudson River down in 14th Street? I remember going down there once. I was terrified. They had empty warehouses that were like five stories high. And guys would go into the warehouses and they'd go up to the top floor and they would jump out the window into the Hudson River. And there was walk space. In other words, the buildings were not flush with the pier. Clear the edge of the pier to get to the water. And it's a wonder, and nobody ever, and I'm sure somebody did die. Somebody did die. As a matter of fact, somebody told me a story of a guy that dove in and got his head caught in a milk can. But that was swimming in the Hudson River. Okay. I've said enough. I've talked long enough. I'm going to say sayonara. We're losing our country. We've got to get it back. And you're not going to find solace in any university. I don't trust them. I don't trust the Catholic ones. I don't trust Fordham. Yet Fordham graduated one of my greatest heroes, a Jewish guy. He was my hero. And I didn't grow up with him worshiping as a hero because I was too young to know how he charted a course of freedom for us. His name was Judge Kaufman, and he sentenced, he was Jewish, and he went to Fordham University, and he sentenced the Rosenbergs to death for giving secrets to the Soviets. And if you want to Google somebody, Google Judge Kaufman's sentence. And what he said when he sentenced the Rosenbergs to death. And today, we got Rosenbergs named Private Mr. or Mrs. Manning. We've got Rosenbergs named Snowden, who resisted the advances of a KGB agent. We buy anything, man. If you see it in the communist press, you believe it. Yeah. You shouldn't have to eat all of the lies that they print. Have a nice night. Stay strong. I'm going to be cool. I'm going to go out with Heaven on Earth, a Christian tune.
Heaven on earth, that's what you've made for me since the day we met. Heaven on earth, it's all been so thrilling. Heaven on earth, that's what you've made.